Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess two things, the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Carolyn Castle is on the phone from Sutherland, Oregon. Carolyn, welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. Carolyn, what's your musical background?
I'm a church organist now in the Episcopal Church in Sutherland, and I also sing solos there. I'm a soprano. And I play the piano at home since I was four.
Oh, terrific. So music has always been part of your life.
Uh-huh.
Well, except for those first 4 years, anyway. Well, that's great. Well, that lifetime of musical knowledge may come in handy here, trying to figure out what Bruce is about to throw at you, this piano puzzler,
mm-hmm.
and your job, of course, to name the tune and the composer he's imitating. Carolyn, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck on one side or the other, maybe we can brainstorm on this together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, here's Bruce Adolph, if you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Carolyn.
Well, it sounded like Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata.
Yes, it sure did.
But I don't know what the tune was.
Yes. Well, you got half of it.
You got the composer. You recognize
that? Oh, yeah.
Well,
I've played that piece.
Oh, good.
Okay, so there it is, in the style of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. We got that out of the way quickly.
That's right, and now what we have to do is ignore that. I'll start after the first two bars, which are the Moonlight Sonata, and I'll see if I can bring out the tune even more. I probably know it. It's pretty famous. Let's see what happens.
Got it.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Yes, it is. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Wow, that's a very clever disguise.
It's quite a disguise. I know, especially it's moonlight and morning at the same time.
I never guessed it until he started to play it again.
Well, that was still pretty quick, actually.
They're so tightly interwoven there for a while.
Yeah.
At first, they're just intertwined in the triplets. And if you don't bring it out, you wouldn't even notice it.
That's right. I didn't.
But then after a while, here it becomes a little more clear.
Yeah, now that I know.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Sorry?
The rhythm is so different.
Yeah, the mood and the harmonies are different.
Mm-hmm.
I think it occurred to me that this, oh, what a, is just the opposite of, oh, what a beautiful.
And it seems so obvious now. I don't know why I never put these two together in my head.
Sometimes they're like Escher engravings where you can only see one thing and then suddenly you see another. And then only one of them is obvious and the other isn't. And then suddenly you can see both of them.
Oh, what a beautiful morning in the style of Beethoven, and in particular in the style of the Moonlight Sonata. And Carolyn Castle, you got it. You got the tune and you got the composer. Well done.
Thank you.
Carolyn, what's your radio station?
KWAX Eugene.
KWAX in Eugene, Oregon. Carolyn Castle from Sutherland, Oregon. Great to have you this week on The Piano Puzzler.
Thank you. It was fun.
It was fun. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
See you soon, Fred.
Hey, Fred here. Thanks for joining me for the Piano Puzzler podcast. And I have a podcast recommendation for you. It's called New Classical Tracks. It's hosted by my colleague Julie Amacher. Every week she interviews a classical artist who has a new album. Recently she's talked with cellist Yo-Yo Ma, pianist Alain Grimaud, and the violinist Midori. News about great new albums and the voices of the artists themselves. Look for New Classical Tracks wherever you get your podcasts.